Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Merry Christmas. Welcome to our Christmas Eve service of good news and carols. We're going to be hearing that good news and seeing glimpses of the moment, key moments in that event 2,000 years ago when God sent his dearly loved son to this earth to be our rescuer. And we're going to sing in response to that. Our last song we're going to sing by candlelight. You received a candle as you came in. This year we're not going to be circling the sanctuary as we have done in some previous years. We're going to stay in our rows and the light will be brought to you. And here's the trick. Keep the lit candle upright and tip the unlit candle into the flame. I wouldn't have known that if somebody hadn't told me to announce it. So you can do this. Now, you need to remember this till the end, of course. We'll keep our candles lit through our closing prayer, and then we'll extinguish them together. And then, of course, as you leave, you can deposit the candles in the baskets where you picked them up. Well, let's begin with prayer, thanking the Lord that he has opened the way for us by sending his son to us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have loved us so, that you have given your only begotten Son to be our rescuer and our Redeemer. You made us for yourself. You made us for this wonderful purpose of glorifying and enjoying you in your presence forever, but we would never have come to you if you had not sent him to us. And so, Father, we thank you that you have kept the promise that you made, the many promises you made down through history. And in that fullness of time, you sent your beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. And we look forward to hearing that good news and responding to it with our songs and praise and with wonder. We pray in his name. Amen.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary.
Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
How shall this be, seeing that I know not a man?
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy child which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with God, nothing is impossible.
Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word.
Thank you.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Shalom Alechem. Alechem Shalom.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Thank you.
And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God.
O Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentile and the glory of thy people Israel. Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. Yea, a sword will pierce to thy own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
Oh.
living God who said in the beginning, let there be light, and then promised so many years later that people dwelling in darkness would see a great light. You've kept your word. You sent the light of the world into this dark world for us, and we have seen his light. Thank you that there is a Redeemer for guilty people, for broken people, for hurting people. Jesus, God's own Son. Thank you, Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit until your work on earth is done. Move us to wonder, move us to awe, move us to amazement. We know the story all so well. Keep us from being jaded. Keep us from being dulled to it. Awaken our wonder again at the amazement that you have sent your Son to be our Savior, to bring us home to you. We come to you because you have sent him to us, and we do it with great joy and thanksgiving. In his name, amen. As we leave, make sure this is out and put it in the basket. You don't need to turn these off. Somebody else is assigned to do that. So, Merry Christmas, and come back day after tomorrow for our worship. We're going to look at Christmas in the book of Revelation. Yeah, okay, 9:30 here. Have a joyful, joyful celebration of the birth of Christ.